Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode. After queuing for 2 hours, we get to the entrance to the Eiffel Tower. In a minute, we're going to be maybe in five minutes, we're going to be getting into the cable car, the car, to go up to the very top. 1,700 steps, 300 meters high. Whatever you do, if you go to the Eiffel Tower, buy your ticket in advance. The difference in time to go in is approximately 2 hours. So you could have walked straight in and gone and saved ourselves 2 hours, all for the sake of, we think, 25 euros. I'm going up the Eiffel Tower with my brother and sister-in-law. My wife decided to pass. She probably feels that she made the right choice now, because apart from the risk of vertigo, she's had a couple of hours of, and will actually get about 4 hours with her feet up, relaxing. We probably have another 2 hours to go. Well, just when we thought we got here, we'll get in there. The one we need probably is goes up and down. Didn't one just leave here shortly before we arrived? I think it's every 15 minutes going up and down. They have some sort of control system which is actually preventing. Oh yeah, here it is.
Two levels,
how do you get
that? Was the ballet
the fourth level? There must be stairs.
I mean, luckily Holly didn't give a shit about the story. It was just like, oh look, there's
the tedious whatever. There are some stairs, aren't there? We are going to get in.
It would have been quicker on the stairs.
Maybe.
He's going. Don't go anywhere, everyone's going in.
How do we get near the window?
Sure, we'll be out in the first platform anyway. So.
You mean to take a 40?
Yeah, well, we're going to the top.
Yeah,
half these people will get out.
Yeah, you might have to. Everyone will get out. You have to get into another one again.
Attention, a pickpocket.
You can tell that when I'm
We're now on the first floor, and we change lifts, and we join another queue to go to the Somme, S-O-M-M-E-T. And there's a very good view of Paris from this level. Another up, down, probably 5 minute queue. Right, so we're now packed into the cable car going to the top. Oh, looking up is pretty. Magnificent view, 360 degrees is pretty good to look up as well. You can't walk to the summit, or maybe you can. I don't see anybody doing it. Yes, there is. There are stairs to the summit. There are signs that say attention au pickpocket, beware of pickpockets, versteckt pickpockets. Yeah, terrific view up here. This lift can take 22 people. Now we're stopped and it says get out. All right, we might be here. Now, where my brother and sister-in-law? Well, now we come immediately out and we start climbing up stairs to the top. Metals. Right. Up we go. I think I expected it to take longer to go to the top. Big wire protection all the way around. I must take a few photographs of this, though my battery's running low. Now I'm looking for the others. They're probably looking for me. So we might be walking around in circles. Ah, right, I'm outside the mock-up of Eiffel's office. I'll have to come back to that. I gotta find the others. You could walk around here after each other. I think I can see the Bois de Boulogne, I'm not sure. I can see Longchamp, which is the racetrack. I suppose I can see everything from up here. I think I've walked all the way around and the others are nowhere to be seen. Champagne for €13, a classic glass of pink champagne for €17, and mineral water €3, all of which seems pretty fair price to me. Now I'm going to stop here, looking down on the river. I'm looking for, but can't see, Île de la Cité, so I've no idea what I'm looking at. A whole load of barges underneath, down along the side. From here, people look tiny, cars look tiny. Oh, there's a boat on the Seine going along nice and slowly. I do want to buy a glass of champagne, but I'm waiting for the others to appear so that we can get a photograph of us drinking champagne on the top of the Eiffel Tower. I did expect it to be more salubrious up here. It would help if I had my phone on.
I walked around. Block.
Dave, Catherine.
Hold on a second now, guys.
Yeah, no, no, I'll get someone to take it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, someone can take it.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Thank you very much. Great day, man.
Well, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Well, of course, now that we've got here, it's worth it. What I can't figure out, it must be the other way. Notre Dame and Cole must be the other way.
Oh, Notre Dame.
Because I can't see Notre Dame here, so it must be
which
just down the other side.
Dome? Which one is that?
The Gold Dome?
Yeah, is that quite good?
I don't know about that at all.
I don't have a problem with the Gold Dome there. If you walk around, you can see everything. Where's the Notre Dame in?
Come on, let's walk around
the
other side.
Arc de Triomphe.
We'll go around the other side.
Could see the Arc de Triomphe.
Which way? Yeah, this way might be quicker. Have you been that way?
We came from that way.
Have you been this way?
No.
How we go? Relatively on the same side. I didn't see that. That's kind of Byzantine, isn't it? God knows, I never. I think all the historic bits must be down.
Let's go by.
I can't see any of them. But you know, the Arc de Triomphe, Les Invalides, everything.
For the.
No, when we came up from the Galaxolips, I could see the Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, there's that entrance. That's the way we came in. Well, the first thing is it's not a church, so it has to be some.
It looks like a. Or a convent or something. There wasn't all the windows. It looks like it could be a hospital.
It was
once
a palace or something. Now we walked across that bridge yesterday, do you remember?
Yeah.
Up there along the river. I'm looking for it. You can actually see them. I can't see it. Where's he in the last city?
Follow the river.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't have a spire, of course. Yeah. It's that block, that rectangular block.
Oh, I see.
I presume that's the Puerto Belón that's over that you saw further on. Is this the loot? No. What's this? It's huge.
Yeah. It's down here?
No, they can't do anything.
This thing down here is a big thing with the gold with the silvery domey thing.
A lot of good stretches. This building here stretches.
We have a perfect day. It's magnificent.
Look at the way the houses are built, or the building. Right around the corner,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, almost triangular.
Yeah.
Almost like Lego.
Yeah, it is. Look, they're all particular shapes. You could almost. These ones are rectangles, pure rectangles.
It could be a Lego.
A Lego could. It could. And this is where you take your drone and send it out there. Mind you wouldn't
would you put it on?
You could, of course, there can be small things.
You send it out there. And you have to pilot it back in.
That could be the problem.
Do not pass surface stick through the grills. Imagine if you pass surface stick through the grills and the phone comes off it. You could kill somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm surprised in a way that it's so open.
I am too. You'd think you'd expect it to be glass, wouldn't you?
Did you see Eiffel's office? Have you seen Eiffel's office?
No.
No.
Can I show you?
It's
not a photo of it.
I'm still confused about it. We only stopped at one level on our way up.
Yeah.
Did that mean we skipped level one and we went straight to level two?
I think so, yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, we got off at level one and we went into another queue for level two.
No, this is level three though. We skipped one level.
If we got on a boat, guys, down there.
We didn't stop twice. We only had one change.
Yeah.
Or was that level one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we went to level two. Yeah, we went to level two, and now we're off here.
Are you saying we went to level one?
Level one was where we got off.
And then level two was where we got off the lift here. And then this is level three. You can't see it.
Right, okay.
How do we get to Triton?
The river really goes all the way around, doesn't it?
Yeah, the river is amazing.
When you look at it on a big map, you think, oh, they're quite small twists. But they're huge swathes of land.
Look at how well the river is used. We're only doing one part of the river, but it goes slightly further afield.
Risk of electric shock. Why there be a risk of electric shock?
On the way down. See all the light bulbs on the side.
I was only thinking, imagine a few solar panels on this now, we would sort it out. Have a negative
impression. That's a good question. I wonder if they've given thought to that.
How many bulbs do you say?
Well, 25,000 or 60,000, I don't. Anyway, too many.
60,000. Every bulb will have 50,000.
So, everybody six is this way. This is the last rule. In front of here, you have the lift way down. You can use the stair if you want.
For the restaurant, say.
They must stop in the first floor. You take the lift, they must stop in the first floor. You have the restaurant there.
We don't want to stop here, do we?
No.
We take the stairs down.
Shall we look in here? Just to see the boutique officinal. Oh, yeah. Teddy bears and sweets and models of the Eiffel Tower, packets of macaroons, cat.
Nap
and tap. Oh, I gotta send Grace a postcard. I'd buy one on the ground floor. Yeah. So pretty crap, wasn't it? We're walking down, aren't we? Yeah. Pardon. Merci. Catherine, I had the same reaction. I thought this was up and the other one was down. Right, we're walking down from the second floor to the first floor. Very good, solid cast iron stairs. Good, strong metal handrail. The first floor, panoramic view of Paris and a French restaurant. That's what we're walking down towards. It's got quite warm outside, so it's beautifully cool, lovely cooling breeze as we walk down the stairs. I think I said before, 1700 steps going up, I would definitely not fancy it. That was from Cork with Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.